am Elliot Dasher, welcoming you to this episode of Meditation and Beyond. Our topic today is From Person to Presence. Born with a mind and body, we are destined to develop a personal identity as a vehicle for living our human life. It can be no other way. The personal self is an evolving compilation of our experiences, preferences, habits of perception, and modes of reaction that determine the character and course of our life. It's an acquired mental structure that assists us in navigating daily human existence. No personal identity is perfect. We mistakenly experience the personal identity as an autonomous, separate, an independent entity that is distinct from others and the outer world. At its core nature, our personal self is self-cherishing, self-righteous, protective, and defensive. Regardless of our efforts and achievements in self-development and self-improvement, these core elements of a personal self persist with great subtlety, even in the most evolved individual. As we gain greater consciousness, we recognize the limitations and pitfalls of identifying exclusively with the personal self, as if it was our true self, rather than an acquired mental construction. We are not born with a personal self. We are born into a presence, a simple awareness. Our personal identity is acquired as we age and gain life experience. Simultaneously with the emergence of our personal self, our simple presence that we're born into the world with, slowly covered over and obscured by the investment and identification with this personal identity. It becomes who we believe we are and is supported and cultivated throughout our lifetime by individual effort, our educational system, and all kinds of cultural practices. We gain a personal identity while losing touch with our deeper and more expansive essence. We mistake a fraction of consciousness for the whole. We gain day-to-day function at the cost of essence. As we repeatedly collide with the pitfalls of our personal self, we increasingly remember ever so subtly our obscured fundamental nature. We know that there is more to life than our personal self can imagine. We have a vague sense of loss, of emptiness, of a time gone by and not retrieved. As the poet Wordsworth says of a moment of splendor in the grass, time and aging teach us, if we are fortunate, about the futility of an outer search for what can only be found within. We progressively lose interest in the temporary highs and lows of ordinary life and increasingly seek an inner self that is stable and independent of the ever-changing mind, body, and material world. When the frustration level is sufficient, we are finally ready to turn inward towards an authentic and sustaining self and life. We turn away from grasping at unstable and exhausting outer satisfactions. We become disenchanted and bored with the usual activities, achievements, and material gain. We increasingly desire the great treasures of life, stable in its serenity, delight, wisdom, selfless love and compassion, and freedom from the known, freedom from our history. Paradoxically, these great treasures are already and have always been within us, waiting to be recognized and revealed. We sweep away the obscurations of the personal self and turn inward. What has kept us from our true essence, from our true selves? Why have we not seen what is already there, complete and whole? We've been too busy chasing our desires outside, with the encouragement and support of the institutions of culture. The tenacious and dysfunctional habit of mistakenly projecting our desires outward will end when we realize that the true aim of all desire is the desire to return home, to our center, to presence, and to beingness. The desire seeks not something, but simply to be. The turn inward is thus countercultural. The support must come from contemplative philosophies, teachings, and communities of spirit. Meditation is a simple way of clearing the obstacles to recognizing and revealing our true nature. That is the only authentic aim of meditation. The profound meditation is no more than directly experiencing the essence of our being. What is profound also turns out to be the most effortless, natural, and simple of all meditative approaches. The only meditative instruction is do nothing and don't identify or grasp onto anything. That's it. It's that easy. We drop into the present moment, experience an observing awareness, which is natural, and allow whatever arises in the mind to come and go on its own, as it will, if you do not feed it with attention. Here the old Zen proverb is helpful. Allow all mental activity to come in the front door, go out the back door, and don't serve it tea. Of course, this takes practice, as we have to overcome the long practice habit of chasing after everything that moves in our mind and feeding it with attention. We soon recognize that we are not our mental activity, and that all mental activity is memory, and when left alone, it's fleeting, perishable, dissolves on its own. To be precise, a thought or emotion, unelaborated by mental commentary, has a lifespan of about 200 milliseconds. Left alone, it remains about as long as a line made with finger and water. There's nothing we need to do except be aware and observe the natural flow of life. Over my years as a physician and teacher, my clients have taught me that mental techniques aimed at calming the mind, although helpful at one level, become obstacles to the true aim of meditation, the revelation of our natural awareness. These techniques or methods often solidify an endless struggle with the mind, cultivate feelings of failure, unknowingly stop our progress at lower levels of relaxation, and block entry to the profound treasures of the inner life. When teaching meditation, I've learned to start at the end with a state of presence and beingness and a correct relationship to natural movements and appearances of the active mind. The shift from person to presence begins not with the struggle with our false persona, but rather with an immediate immersion into a simple, pure awareness. Properly guided at the onset, it is simple, effortless, profound, and the true aim of meditation. You may wonder how you can function in day-to-day life when you turn inward. The answer is very well. It's not as if you need to give up your personal identity. What we give up is the belief that our personal identity is who we are. When our authentic self reestablishes itself at the center of our life, we can effortlessly manifest and play with our identity in worldly life. Our true self remains in the background, pervading our day-to-day life with its wisdom, serenity, selfless love, and freedom from the known. In this way, our personal self becomes a tool with which to navigate life, but our center, the hub of our life, is once again our essence, heart, our spirit. That is the true perfection of health and well-being. Now let us practice together. Sit in a comfortable position. Close your eyes. Relax all your muscles. Be at peace in your heart. And with your mind, come into the present moment. The present moment is the gateway to full awareness and full presence. Because the present moment is just now. No future with its hopes. No past with its fears and old patterns. Right now, right here in the present moment. There may be thoughts, feelings, images, sensory experiences. That's okay. The ordinary consciousness does that. We just allow them alone. As you said before, we let them come in the front door, go out the back door, serve them no tea, give no attention, and these momentary mental appearances will dissolve by themselves back into their home, which is pure consciousness. So we remain aware, present, observing, simple state of being. Now it's important that there be no effort. This natural state of awareness and being is there all the time. It's what we come into life with. We don't have to cultivate it. We don't have to create it. We don't have to imagine it. We just let it be and rest in awareness and presence. So no effort. This is an effortless process. There's no time here. This natural awareness, this natural self. There's no personal I. There's no past history. There's no grasping or clinging onto mental appearances as they come and go. And you may notice there's no suffering or distress because it takes an I, a person, a persona to experience suffering, and it requires past history. And there's no past history, there's no history at all. In pure awareness and pure presence, beingness, there just isness, suchness. So rest in that. Abide in that. Notice the feeling of well-being. Again, relaxing the body, relaxing the mind, no effort, just being, just presence. There's no place to go, nothing to do, no one to be, no expectation, no attainments, no achieving, no right, no wrong, no judgments. There just is a simple beingness. How free. How much of a relief just to be. Take a deep breath in every once in a while. You can even let go of the meditation or the idea of meditation. The idea of a meditator, the idea that you're doing something, just let go of it. What remains is pure being, awareness, witnessing. If you find yourself caught in a mental movement, thought, feeling, image, and so on, become aware of that. See how tenacious that habit is of grasping onto mental activity. Let it go and resume your place in pure awareness. Simple, easeful, restful, nothing to do. Being empty of sustained mental activity doesn't mean there's nothing there. There is a serenity. The Bible calls the peace that passeth understanding. A natural sense of well-being. It's an awareness, a knowing, a deep, profound wisdom. Happiness, contentness without any reason. It's just all these are just the natural perfume of being present. They don't require any effort. And there's a freedom from the known. How marvelous, how amazing. No history. You're free to just be without a commentary. Find the joy and bliss in that. No one to be. Nothing to do. No place to go. No aim, no attainment, no expectation. Whatever is, is. Sometimes there'll be more stillness, sometimes less. Sometimes there'll be realizations and insights that spontaneously and naturally arise. Sometimes you'll be blessed by the grace of bliss and a profoundly deep knowing. Connection, wholeness, oneness. Expect nothing, seek nothing. Just be present. Just be. Spend as much time in this stillness as is possible. I'll be leaving you now. But when this podcast ends, you can continue this practice. And it can be the practice that you do every day. Formal practice. Also dropping into it for minutes at a time. Some deep breaths during the daytime. You'll see you can drop right back. The more you practice, the more this will become the foundation of your life. Rest assured that will happen because it's already there. And the thing is, the worldly life will become of less interest to you and less frustration. And this will be the cornerstone, the center of your being.